Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday, Talk Story Tuesday, and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks to Ron John's for sponsor report. And we got waves still out there, glassy condition, light winds. What are you waiting on? Got a northeast swell, 10-second period, and the swell is starting to drop out. So you better get on it today, because today's probably the last day, and it's probably fading away pretty quick. But it looks like possibly Tuesday, some leftovers, and a light easterly wind starting off in the morning, and then picking up easterly 5 to 10 during the day on Tuesday. And then a new wind swell is coming our way on Wednesday. So that's what's going on for surf. South Florida, be on alert today and possibly tomorrow morning still. There should maybe some lingering sets still coming in. But it definitely looks like there's still some swell coming our way. And look down at that Fort Pierce cam. You can see a lot of activity out there near the jetties out there. You can see a lot of the Gulf Stream moving around out there. So it's not flat, that's for sure. It's just the swell's moved off of North Florida and Central Florida off a little bit. Still getting a tail end of it, but it's still hitting down South Florida. Now, not much going on Wednesday except for a new wind chopper swell, and that means the southeast is going to open up a little bit, and that means the Gulf and the Panhandler guys are going to get a southeast wind chopper swell later on this week. We'll be back for the Wipeout Wednesday to see what's going on, if it's going to happen. So be ready today and tomorrow, the leftovers, last day on Tuesday before the winds start picking up. All right, you guys have a good one. Be back for the Wipeout Wednesday. Surf Guru. See ya.